Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we saw very beautifully that the nisayon of the Akedah was that originally Avram was supposed to sacrifice Yitzchak, and then after he was willing to do so, then the tzivui changed and it took upon a new meaning, and it meant to put him up and take him down, and then the isle, only then the sacrificing of the isle can be considered as a substitute for the sacrifice of Yitzchak. But had he not actually intended to sacrifice Yitzchak in the first place, then the sacrifice of the isle would not have counted as the sacrifice of Yitzchak. And here we have a siman labanim for avodas Hashem. Chachamim say that it was noach l'adam shalom nivra mishanivra. Better man not have been created than have been created. So everybody was wondering, what exactly is going on over here? How can this be? Mikra Mali, Omer Kosov, it's easier, more pleasant for man not to have been created. It says after Briyas Adam, it's Tov Me'od. So what this means is that when the Koach HaBechira is Mizdakek L'midas HaAvoda B'yir HaScheid, when the Koach HaBechira needs the Mida of Avoda in fear of sin, it creates a contradiction in the process of this avoda, because the ratzon of midas yiras chet strives towards the uprooting of the possibility of danger. And the truth is that every yiras chet encapsulates a striving, a desire to be mevatel the mitzius of chet. But the bitul mitzius of chet, it's also the bitul koach habechira, and since when bechira is mitbatelet, there is no place for avoda, so it emerges that the mahalach of avoda of yiras chet is so seres asma mineube, because yiras chet means I don't want there to be a possibility of sin. That's my avoda. My avoda is I don't want there to be a possibility of sin. There's no possibility of sin. There's no avoda. So how can there be an avoda of yiras chet? It's so ser itself. It contradicts itself. Because the tshuka to be an Eved Hashem, the desire, the yearning, the pining to be an Eved Hashem, encapsulates within it the desire for there to be free choice. And Memela obligates there to be a mitzias of sin. And the tshuka of Yiras Chet strives that there should be no mitzias of Chet. So, how can you want to be a Yare Chet and an Eved Hashem at the same time? It's a stira min Eove. The Yir Chiddush in the creation of man was Koach HaBechira. And the positive relationship to Koach HaBechira goes via the Derech HaYachas HaShlili, the negative relationship, which means that there's no happiness about Bechira until after we recognize the tragedy, the potential tragedy of Bechira. And Adarabba, Hiyano Senes, that's exactly the point. There's no Tov Me'od in the Bria until we realize that Noach Ladim Shalom Nevra Mishanevra. In other words, even the fact that even if a person doesn't sin, the very fact that he could sin against God, that he has such a free choice, is already an impinging of God's honor. Because how can you even consider for a moment God gave you life and you're considering that you're going to sin? So that's the Ason HaBechira. And then afterwards, only then can we say that it's Tov Me'od, that it's very good that we have Bechira. And that's the Mahalach. First we have Yiras Chet, and we fear sin, and we wish that there would be no possibility for sin. And now we're ready to confront the Bechira and serve Hashem, because we realize what could happen if we don't make the right choices. And if so, when a person realizes that Loach Lo Shalom Nivra, and it appears to him like the Maskana, better he not have free choice, better he not have been created, and then it turns into a havamina, turns into a first thought, and then the maskana becomes, the conclusion becomes Tov Me'od. And so too Avram Avinu was thinking about bringing Yitzchak. Shehikiyam Noachla Shelo Nivra Kamaskana. In other words, better he not have been created. That's the actually bringing him as a karban. And then the call says Al Tishlach, and it was known that retroactively it was just a havamina. At this point, now that you're ready to sacrifice him, it turns out that it was only a havamina that you should sacrifice him. So the standing up to the test changed the matzav Noach Lo Shelo Nivra to a Madrega of Tov Me'od. The sea of Noach Lo Shelo Nivra doesn't remain as Maskana. Rather, it immediately takes a person into a new state of Tov Me'od. And there's going to be no Shechita. The Noach Lo Shelo Nivra can't be a Maskana. And therefore, the Ha'aleihu changes the meaning. Originally it meant mamish bring him as a karban, and now it means bring him up and then take him down. So now we understand that only in a matzav of loch lashonor nivra we can say that ha'aleihu is mechuban the karban, it means a karban, because then it's going to be an aliyah for the person when he's not alive, just like we say ha'aleihu le'olah yichayim, not being alive, noach lo shelo nivra. So if you're in a massive loch lo shelo nivra, then ha'aleihu is terrific, then it's great to bring him as a carbon, because that's the ideal. Better that he not have been created, more pleasant that he not have been created. And therefore when Avraham Avinu held that was the maskana of loch lo shelo nivra, he understood that it was a maskana, and now it was changed to, now that he was Omeid B'Nisayon, he was ready to do it. Now the Tov Me'od comes into play, that God saw was very good, and God wants man, and Ha'aleihu means the carbon. So that's the Mahalach and the Akedah, and very, very beautiful, very deep. I once saw a video, I saw a guy was interviewing a Jew. And the Jew mentioned this Gemara, the Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. And the guy said, you know, he's very respectful. He was also a believing guy, a guy who respected Jews in Tanakh. And he said, yeah, but what about the verse that says that God saw everything created and was very good? So what do you mean, Noach Lo Shelo Nivra? Why is it better he not to be created? God, the Pasuk says explicitly that it's better that he was created. It's Tov Me'od, so he was mamash mechabing to the question of the Mefarshim, the question that Maran Harfut Nuzatzal asked over here, and here we have a very beautiful answer. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.